The Ottoman Empire sits low under the tracks of the Blue Line L. It's Tuesday night, and contemporary jazz rockers, the High Life of Chicago, have just started their set. The venue, whose stage consists of the back room of a small, colorfully lit basement apartment, is one of many underground spots popular in the SAIC student community. Tonight's show also features the local group Hot Garbage. And a fast-paced rock band from Austin, Texas, called Dykes of Holland. Chris Stevenson and the wailing front woman who calls herself Liz Burrito are members of the Dykes.
Austin is it's
a
like
venue, please.
Yeah, the downtown area is about like 80 bars next door to each other.
Yeah.
These places do spring up, but they can shut down very, very quickly in Austin.
Chicago is home to many DIY venues, rented out apartments or art spaces functioning as live concert halls. While the events put on at these places are usually well attended, they too have a high turnover rate.
Independent spaces are special because they come and go. A lot of independent spaces get closed down by the man, and that usually means that they're doing something right.
Brett Borden is a proponent of the local DIY venue scene. He organizes events and plays in a popular psychedelic band, the Great Society Mind Destroyers.
We've played at the Ottoman Empire two or three times. We played at Automatic. The Weirder Park General Store. If it wasn't for independent venues, we wouldn't be able to do half of what we do.
One of the establishments Borden mentions is a relatively recent loss for Chicago's underground scene. The Automatic Collective Space, run and principally attended by SAIC students, was mysteriously and suddenly shut down in mid-February, after just 1 year at its Ashland Avenue location. As early as the night of the venue's rambunctious last show, rumors of despicable landlord tyranny and even bulldozing were circulating. According to Sam York, an Automatic member and former resident of the space, the true explanation is far less dramatic than the gossip that was never formally dispelled. He said in a phone interview that the lease on the place was simply up, and all the landlord did was ask them to move out so the building could be renovated rather than torn down. Another focus of similar talk has been the Mopery, a concrete, seemingly bulletproof bunker of a space, and a staple for lovers of challenging experimental music. The venue is said to be facing a landlord situation of its own, which could have led to closure, according to some, as early as May 1st. But Chance Clyborn, a Mopery dweller, and the venue's extensive concert calendar indicate quite the opposite. Over the phone, Clyborn seemed flat-out confused and said there were no plans to close anytime soon.
My voice is giving out, sorry. Trying.
As the concert at the Ottoman Empire nears its end, Dykes of Holland make arrangements to crash on the basement floor for the evening and discuss their financial situation.
Yeah, it's usually gas money in like DIY places, like are usually cool about hooking up like $50 to get to the next town. Just about a van tank full of gas.
As minimal as this may sound, it is a direct result of another distinguishing feature of DIY venues: their abandonment of a traditional ticket or cover charge system.
Like, there's an independent space that charges $5 donations. You give whatever you want, around $5.
These donations are strongly encouraged by a doorman, although admission is technically free. The Dykes seem more oriented with the donation system's effect on a gig's mood than on its monetary outcome.
Such good energy from, like, the crowd. At least every time we played here, like, they really dig it. It's, like, so different because in Austin, everybody stands, like, 20 feet away from the band, just, like, scanning and analyzing.
Brett Borden recently landed a job at a well-known Chicago bar and venue, The Empty Bottle.
I mean, I'm a part of a few independent spaces and a place that is like a legit bar. But that's the great thing about playing in independent spaces is that anyone can come. The bands have full control over the performance and what's delivered. It's appealing to the music scene and making people show up and have a good time and enjoy music, like, you know, the way they should be.
Walter Morris for F News.